I think it's been clear to the Governor's Nuclear Advisory Council that this project has been facing problems for quite a number of years. And I pointed this out to you at almost every meeting since the beginning of 2008. It's run off the rails due to massive and unsustainable cost increases, technical problems, and scheduled delays. It's really no surprise. The Government Accountability Office in February 2014 in a report outlined how the total lack of baseline cost for the project has led to the situation in which we find ourselves. The project never should have started without accurate cost estimates and an assurance that the Areva reactor grade MOX technology could be transferred from the Mellox plant in France to the U.S. facility using weapons-grade MOX. From what I'm hearing, they're having great difficulty transferring the technology to U.S. standards, particularly safety standards. In spite of this, politicians are still clamoring for more spending on MOX without presenting life cycle cost figures or outlining how the project would be funded over the next two decades. And I've been saying this lately, the only cost, life cycle cost estimate which is available is something I prepared in April of 2013. I have one master's degree economics class. It's ridiculous that Shaw Areva MOX Services, DOE, and NSA have not released anything. I filed a Freedom of Information Act request for the DOE cost assessment back in December. I've heard absolutely nothing. They need to release it. Areva's now making claims. Where is Areva's cost assessment? Nothing's been released. So I'm sitting in a position where I'm the only one who's presented anything publicly, and I put the URL here. At that time, I estimated there were $22 billion left to be spent on the project, and at that time, about almost $5 billion spent, coming up with $27 billion. That's not too far off from what we're hearing from the NSA's secret assessment done by John McWilliams. But I think it's imperative that the Nuclear Advisory Council, given the negative impacts of the state of South Carolina, ask for accountability by public and private officials, meaning Shaw Areva MOX Services, how we got into this situation and who is going to step up to the plate to take responsibility. We're not hearing any of that from Senator Lindsey Graham about who's going to be held accountable, nor are we hearing from Senator Graham or other politicians how this would be, how the MOX project would be paid for if it in fact does go forward. And DOE's told me that it's still going to be on the table even if the plant goes into coal standby. So I'll leave it at that. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tom. Heather? Yeah, you can ask.
Yeah. Mr. Clements.
Yes.
I mean, this material you gave us, you've got in here that there was plutonium from Belgium and Italy brought. This, it says February and March of 2014, imported plutonium from Belgium and Italy. That plutonium has now been orphaned at SRS. Is that plutonium indeed at SRS?
To my knowledge, yes.
And where did you?
And that material, I knew that this ship was moving. We and my colleagues in Europe and other places knew the shipment was moving with HEU and plutonium. And an indication was in the statement from the Nuclear Security Summit in Seoul in 2012. It was clearly stated that plutonium and HEU from Italy and Belgium would be recovered before the 2014 summit. So we had an indication that this was going to take place. Now, the Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission has confirmed that their material went to the Savannah River site, and I've heard that Canadian material is also at Savannah River site. This is kind of cats and dogs material. It's lower amounts, but it's still plutonium. We're talking in the kilo range, but when the shipment from Japan, if it were to come here, and I can provide you with a list of the Japanese material, I've had this for over a decade, now we're getting into sizable quantities. I think it's a little under 300 kilograms. There's no disposition plan, and NSA's emails to me about the material coming here is basically no comment. They won't say anything. It's not an EM. It's not EM material. It's NNSA material.
Do you know if the I read about the Japanese plutonium in the paper 2 weeks ago. Do you have any knowledge as to whether or not it is intended to go to SRS?
Well, Savannah Riverside can answer that. I think Dave Moody, the site manager, said that at the Citizens Advisory Board meeting on March 24th and 25th, right when the summit was going on, that Savannah Riverside could be a likely place. I think it's the only place.
Yeah.
I mean, it can't go to Hanford or Los Alamos. I mean, it would come here, in my opinion.
I don't have any more questions, but I do want to say, Chairwoman, you and I were on a telephone conference on March the 4th, if I recall, with DOE, when we learned about the plan to put MOCs into cold standby. My recollection is that there was a question asked of DOE at that time as to when, whether or not there was plutonium still coming to SRS. And we were specifically told in response to that question that the last plutonium was brought into SRS in December. Do you recall that?
No, but...
Yeah, I do recall that.
Could I add, there was 3 kilograms brought in from Sweden, I think it was May 2012. I'm not aware of any other material, but there, if you're looking at some of the materials from the Nuclear Security Summit, it mentions 61 kilos have been imported. I don't know where all that is or all the countries. We do know Sweden and the countries I've mentioned today. But I think NNSA doesn't want to talk about this because they know it's controversial. Ann Harrington, who's the deputy administrator of NNSA, was asked at the hearing last week, where is the HEU and plutonium going? The chairman of House Energy and Water Subcommittee specifically said, well, do you think people at Savannah Riverside are going to be really happy about this? She said the HEU goes to Y-12, which is at Oak Ridge, the HEU stock. She did not answer the question about where the plutonium is going. But the chairman, who's from a Republican from Idaho, specifically said Savannah Riverside might not be, you know, the people around Savannah Riverside might be so happy.
There is no NNSA here today, so we cannot continue this conversation.
Does anybody in the audience know about plutonium coming to SRS and has it stopped?
Let's just table this discussion now and we'll get to it in July. We'll figure out something we can do in July.
Okay.
Thank you. Tom, thank you. Any other public comments? All right. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much. Good meeting, and we'll see you in July.